My name is Philip Alvin Jones. I'm calling from Washington State at the Washington State Penitentiary. The name of this piece that I'm going to speak about is called In Our Unity Is Our Strength. After witnessing all of the uprisings from the backlash of George Floyd and many other unarmed black people, what I came to learn is that protests alone won't end systemic racism. The protests highlighted the injustice, brought attention to it, but there was no shift in social justice. What we witnessed was a response to our call for equal protection, which was those who would like to see the status quo remain intact, come out into daylight more determined to maintain white supremacy. Emboldened by Donald Trump, they were not just more vocal, they were incited to hate crimes. Now back to the point I was making about the need for more than just protests. First, we organize, then we show our outrage, and finally, we empower with our numbers by endorsing or fielding candidates all across the country. The result will be socially conscious elected officials who will make policy changes, or at the very least, enough power from our vote to influence whoever is in power, whoever sits in local government, federal government. We can change the whole country if we mobilize and continue to take control of our cities, states, and federal governments. The voting power is the strongest tool that we have at our disposal. We see, as we witness what happened in Georgia. Now, this is not just about political aspects of what's going on in our communities. This is also about reforms, whether it be prison reform, whether it be sentencing reforms, or whether it be the ending of mass incarceration by abolishing the prison industrial complex. But that's the way that it's done in a three-step plan. And I speak on that, and I have more details on it, but that's just enough for you to start thinking about this and then organizing with other groups who think in the same way. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.